Welcome to our first service of 2021. It's good to have you with us, and wherever we are right now, we celebrate God's presence with us too. The start of a new year is traditionally a time for setting goals, for declaring with great certainty that this will be the year that we will finally make this change or that, the year in which we will achieve a particular goal. Or maybe that simply this year will be the best yet. And I do pray that this year will be the best yet for you. That this will be a year when you will find joy and peace and fulfillment in new ways. And that over the weeks and months ahead, we will know the steady transition into more normal life again. Maybe when it comes to setting goals though, these last 12 months have reminded us that whilst God might know every detail of the year ahead, we don't. As the Apostle James writes in the 4th chapter of his letter, he says this, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow." Here James is specifically warning people about boasting about the future. But maybe on a more general level, these last 12 months remind us of the need to hold our plans before God, to live in the present and to trust in God for the future. However, as we step into the new year of 2021, there are some things of which we can be certain. Firstly, that if we have invited God into our lives, then he's not going anywhere. God will go ahead of us, and he alone will prepare a way. And by his Holy Spirit, Jesus will be with us as we face every moment of the year ahead, in the celebration and the challenges, in the decisions we take and the path that we walk, Jesus will continue to be Emmanuel, God with us. The first song of praise today, "Lord, I Need You," reminds us that we have a deep need for God day by day, and that whilst we may be frail and prone to making mistakes, our God is full of love and grace. He is our rock and our defence. So if you have the words with you, let's sing together as David leads us in worship.
Lord, I need temptation comes my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you.
Of January, I'd like to take us on a little tour of some of the features of a spirit-filled life. A list of things I'd like to suggest define who we are when we come to know Jesus and invite the Holy Spirit to come and live in us. I hope this series will both encourage you and stir up some helpful questions in you. I can't promise to have all the answers, but I trust that God will continue to reveal to all of us more about what a life filled with his Spirit looks like. By way of an introduction to what I'd like to talk about today, Alice is now going to read to us from Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9. And if you have a Bible to hand, please do turn with us to this passage. And we're going to invite God to speak to us through it. And if your Bible's out of reach, do pause the service and go grab it. Because I do believe that this time together will be enriched if we have God's word to hand. So this is Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9.
Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and by petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learnt or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
What a fantastic extract from Paul's letter to the Philippians this is. An exhortation to rejoice in all circumstances, to live in the peace of God that is offered to us, and to fix our eyes on the things that are wholesome and true. And it's this last section that encapsulates the first feature of a spirit-led or a spirit-filled life, and that is that it is centred on truth. If we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then truth is of primary importance to us. The truth of who God is. The truth of who we are. And what it means to live out our lives in such a way that they're not only grounded in truth, but our lives help to make this truth visible to other people too. Over this Christmas time, we have celebrated Jesus as the light who came into this world 2,000 years ago and is still the light of our world today. For those of you who watched the Queen's speech on Christmas Day, You'll have heard Her Majesty speak of how Jesus is light to Christians everywhere. This is not a name or title that we have given to Jesus, but rather a name that Jesus claimed for himself. Interestingly though, when in John chapter 8, Jesus declares the truth that he is the light of the world, the Pharisees are quick to challenge him. They say this in John chapter 8, verse 13. Here you are, appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. This is what the Pharisees said to Jesus. This was their response. Because in their courts, one person would not be allowed to bear witness to themselves. Jesus' response to them is to point to his place in the Trinity with the Father and the Holy Spirit. My Father who sent me, he says, he knows that the words I speak are true. He is my witness. But as Jesus points out in the passage, those who challenged him didn't know God the Father, and therefore they were also blinded to Jesus' light as well. Jesus not only speaks the truth, but he is the truth. In the same way that because God is love, he is incapable of being unloving, as Jesus is the truth, it is impossible for Jesus to speak words that are not truthful, pure and right. This was the case for the words that Jesus spoke in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. And it's similarly true for the words that Jesus continues to speak over us and the whole of creation today. In John chapter 8, 32, Jesus tells us that he is the way, the truth and the life. For us, new life comes through knowing the truth of who Jesus is and our choice to turn from our own ways and to walk in this truth. This is more than head knowledge. It's about experiencing truth and then living this out. This doesn't mean that as spirit-filled people, we are now perfect. We'll explore more of this next week. But it does mean that what is true becomes a defining light for us in our relationship with God, in our relationships with other people. Truth becomes the code that we live by. In this passage from Philippians that we read together, Paul is encouraging his readers to keep their eyes fixed on what is true and honourable, because Paul knows that what we focus our minds on shapes the way that we think and the way that we behave. This is why it's so important to read God's word, and as we do so, to invite the Holy Spirit to help us to understand what we are reading, so that God's truth may be revealed to us, and that this may shape the way we live and interact with others. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, John writes this: Dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. If I was to paraphrase this command from John, he's not just telling his readers to get on with it, but he's also telling them that there must be an integrity to the way in which they live. If we tell people they are loved, this may hold limited appeal. But if they experience the truth of what it means to be loved, then this can be life-changing. If we are to walk in the way of Jesus, the one who is truth, then we must not only speak truth, but live it out. As Christians full of the Holy Spirit, we are marked by the truth of who God is, of how we are loved, of who we are, and of how the Holy Spirit is changing us daily and preparing us for eternity. And this truth is for us. It's to be celebrated, but it's also to be shared. And so as we step into this new year, may we be grounded in the truth, Jesus himself, with our eyes fixed on him and with a heart to see the Holy Spirit continue to work in and through us, so that Jesus' truth may be visible through the way in which we live. Amen. Our next song of worship is one that may be increasingly familiar to you if you've joined us over recent weeks. It's a wonderful song that we're able to use by kind permission of EMU Music, and it's called Behold. This last week has certainly been a busy one in the life of our country. So let's take time now to bring ourselves, our neighbours and our nation before our all-knowing and all-loving God. Lord God, Father, Son and Spirit, we thank you that you're with us in our homes right now, and that we are able to share in this miracle of prayer. We take a moment to look back over the week that has just ended, and we give thanks for all the ways in which you've been at work, bringing blessing, bringing healing, and bringing joy into our lives. We think of the significant moments and meetings of this last week, and we thank you that you provided us with what we needed in that moment. And Lord, as we hold before you the week that lies ahead, we hold those things that excite us and the things that raise questions for us. And we commit our days once again into your hands, trusting that you will be our place of refuge and our strength in whatever lies ahead. We also hold before you, Lord God, our neighbours and our wider nation. We thank you for the selfless acts of duty that we continue to see. For those in the health service this week who postponed their leave to return to hospitals to care for the sick. For those who continue to serve their neighbours and bring comfort to those who would otherwise be alone. Lord, strengthen us as your church to continue to live out your call on our lives over the days to come. And we ask this in Jesus' merciful name. Amen. The lyrics of our final song remind us that Jesus is the bringer of hope. Let's invite Jesus to bring his light, his hope, his assurance into our lives again today. This is Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow.
Yeah.
as we come towards the end of our service, a reminder that we will not be holding services in the church building for the time being. But please do continue to join with us online for worship. And if you'd like to know more about the groups and activities that take place online during the course of the week, then please do get in touch and I'd love to share more. At the start of this new year, a blessing for each and every one of us. May the blessing of the God of eternity, the God who calls time into being and marks its passing, the God who enters human history in Jesus, the God who gives the gift of his Spirit to all, for all time, be upon us this day, empowering us to live our time in faithfulness to the gospel, now and always. Amen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you all.